So, as promised, I'm just going to put a little bit of mood music on here. It's a lovely song that I particularly love. We'll just let it play, gently set some mood and atmos. What colour lights do you want in here, Finn? You can choose any colour.
I quite like the mauve you've got going.
Yeah, thank you. It's Movember.
Well, I went down to the water and the ferryman said, we are forever entwined at the partition between the living and the dead. And with that I raised my eyes to the sky and I saw no limit of stars.
All right, let's get this party started. I'm talking to Finn Andrews from The Vale. Hi.
Hi, Matthew.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Don't get me started, mate. Oh, my God. Good, thanks.
Good, good.
I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, I don't even want to know how I am. I want to know how you are. What's been happening? This is not, just to be clear, everybody, this is from, this song is called No Limit of Stars. We don't have the new album yet because it's not out yet, but we've got a new song, but we're building up to it. Mm-hmm. We're gonna really hype this shit up and really build this thing. So this is from the previous album, And Out of the Void Came Love. I love this album, Finn.
Thanks, Matthew. Yeah. Cheers. It took ages.
Yeah, there's heaps of songs on it.
Yeah.
Tell us what's been happening in Vale City for the last since we last heard from you last year.
We did a big tour over in the Europes.
Yep.
And I went through the States on my own for a bit, which was cool. And then came back and made this album in like four days. It was the quickest thing I've ever done.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really know. I realized at the end of it that it's kind of a stupid thing to do because it's kind of the thing I enjoy the most.
Right.
I gave myself the least possible pleasure I could. I don't know. I feel like I should have thought that through.
But you must have, I mean, was it because it just poured out of you because you were so ready for it? Or was it just that people were tapping their watches? Tell us about recording this thing in 4 days. What happened?
Just so professional now. Yeah. I think it was, I don't know, like trying to record things all to tape live and getting bored playing the same song more than three times.
Mm.
So then I was like, okay, well, it's done.
Mm. So if there are any kinks in it, they're staying in.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, totally. And I think it made me sing better. It made me kind of, I like that brutal approach.
Yeah.
It suits me, I think.
This was at Roundhead?
At Roundhead, yeah.
Yeah, wow. Well, keen-eyed viewers would have remembered you playing, teaming up with a super group of Neil Finn and...
I can remember what you...
Jimmy Barnes and Rube Fountain. It was a pretty amazing session you did there. It must have been fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah.
I guess in my living dreams, I'd never imagined hearing you and Jimmy Barnes singing together, and it was kind of amazing, actually.
Yeah.
There's a few really unexpected, beautiful moments in that session. Cool. People should listen back. It's called the Infinity Sessions. But yeah, obviously Roundhead's a lovely home for you. And who were you recording with?
It was Paddy Hill, engineered and mixed it all. And and Victoria Kelly wrote all these beautiful string arrangements.
Oh, nice.
It was a beautiful, beautiful time, and it was over far too quick. And now I just am waiting around for the record company to put it out. I don't know why I do this to myself.
Oh, yeah. In my mind, I just thought of a really easy way to do it, which was record the songs just before the album comes out. But I think I'm not understanding how it all works. the game. How did you find being out in the world?
Europe was a triumph. I had such a great time. It was the first tour after all the COVID stuff, and and really, I guess more than that, it was the first tour after a long period of kind of wondering whether I should keep doing this and whether I was kind of promised myself that I'd stop before it felt like a job.
And, right.
I guess it was sort of realizing it was my entire life, really, and all these places and people as well. It was this, so we toured for like 20 years constantly around there. So those towns and those people,
yeah,
just such huge parts of my life. And those venues, like, it's weird having these weird dreams about venues.
Yeah.
Load-ins.
you were a Europe band, and
yeah.
How long since you've been back here now? You know, we're lucky to have you. You've been back for a weeny while.
Yeah, a good 5 years or something.
Yeah. Hmm. And so did you feel a little bit like when you went back to Europe, you were visiting old life a little bit, or were you new man old life? Or,
I mean, yeah, I'd had a child since I was last doing that, which definitely changed it. But no, it was, it's this essential sort of part of who I am, and it was nice to realize that and to just enjoy the shit out of it again as well. After, I think it did start to feel a bit like you were kind of just going round and round and round. It was nice to have a little bit of a break from it and to come back full of love for it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it, when you think, one of the great human panics is to think we have to reinvent to get away from ourselves, and it's like, it's almost the opposite in some ways. You just have, I don't know, you have, there is an element of kind of going around some big weird circle to discover that you are, you're not so bad. Yeah. What your life is and what you built for a reason.
I really feel like I've just gotten all right as well.
Right.
Like, it's been a long road to feel in any way in control of what I'm doing or in any way proud of it, I think, as well. I think that was, I was always such a, felt like such a fraud in it from, I think, because I started so young, putting a record out when you're sort of 16, 17, of all your first songs. You just kind of, I don't know, it took me a long time to feel confident in it, I guess, at all. I still, you know, riddled with anxiety about it, but there is a little kernel of like enjoyment in it now, and like some sort of, which I think was very hard one on my part. So, yeah, so it was nice to feel that, to feel like, I don't know, yeah.
Oh, enjoyment. You know, I can also sort of see how you might feel like that. I'm just looking at the timeline of your releases over the years, and, you know, the world has changed, not even really just talking about COVID, but, like, since some of your earlier records, I think, like, the nature of the industry has kind of, it's basically turned itself inside out and asked you to keep treating it like it's the same person. Mm. It's like everything has changed in the world, and COVID certainly didn't help, but it's, you know, the nature of what, you know, what people want to pay for, or, like, you know, how much people feel like going out, or, like, how easy it is to engage with people, how many TikTok dances you need to learn. Which, by the way, I thought that was brilliant. Your latest TikTok dance was
thank you.
Incredible. I'm sad it didn't go viral.
they never do. Matthew.
There's still time. But, yeah, I don't know. It feels like, I don't know, the last record in Out of the Void came Love. There was a sort of, I don't know, it feels like it was you were back in New Zealand and reconnecting with being the Vales. And I don't know, just it feels like you've kind of found that kernel of joy. You just already said that you had, so I don't know why I rambled on like that. But yeah, it feels like, and you know, there's some beautiful things happening for you, not just around the world. I know you're going, once the album comes out, you're heading off around the world again next year. But WOMAD,
yeah, that'll be cool.
Little nods to you, like, kind of, you know, WOMAD. If you're from New Zealand and you play WOMAD, I think what that means is, like, you've been accepted.
Oh, is that what it means?
I think so.
Oh, that's nice.
Because it's like,
I've always wanted that.
You know, you can play other festivals. I don't know. It's like, there's something about WOMAD that's kind of, if you're from here and you get to play, everyone's, it's almost like there's a little beard sort of stroke, and it's like, oh, yes.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, I've already played it. This is the second time. Does that mean the same thing?
Nah.
You rejected now.
Nah, I'm just winging this conversation. Sorry. It's all out the window.
Completely.
But maybe there was a time in between the last time and this time that you really fell out of favour. Fuck knows. Anyway, tell me about the new record. I haven't mentioned it by name yet, but there's a single coming up in a second. But tell me about the record.
Well, yes, I think the advantage of having recorded it really quickly was it's very coherent, and it's kind of the most I've ever leaned into the kind of the record having this narrative, as well as the songs individually, and so it's kind of dumb that you have to release these. We don't really have singles anymore. We just kind of release stuff.
One song at a time. I was talking about this with Emily Wheatcroft-Snape before, who had a new album out on Friday and has done a bunch of songs. It's kind of like, yeah, I went to call it a single, and then I was like, I mean,
yeah.
What do you? Is it just a song off the record that you're putting out there now?
It is. It is just that.
Some people are album people, and some people are big single people. I think I'm grateful that you're an album man.
Thanks. It would be nice to do things differently, but this just seems to be the way you have to do it these days. Drip feeding these songs. So I don't know. This was the first one. It felt like a nice one to put up, a nice sort of little taster of what's to come. But the next one's very different, and then the next one's very different again.
Cool.
So everyone's going to get very confused.
Great. Oh, we deserve it.
deserve the confusion.
Yeah. Speaking of confusion, I mean, this song's called The Ladder. I'm going to ramble on about the music video in a second, but I was kind of hoping, this is a little bit like those times when you are at a party and you want someone to introduce your friend to someone else because you can't quite remember how to say their name.